Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another evening of L&B Passage to Empowerment. Tonight, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. We talked to Lennis last week, who is the owner and founder of the Essence of Success Network. And this week, you're going to learn a little bit about us. So if you want, give us a call. The number is 646-727-2914 and ask us any questions you would like to ask. Okay, introductions. I'm the N of LNB, and we have Lydia.
Hello, I'm Lydia.
And Brenda.
How are you tonight?
Great.
Hi.
Are we going to discuss a little bit about the challenge before we get into this?
Yeah, we are supposed to be, yeah.
Okay, Let's talk about the challenge. How are you guys doing?
Well, I haven't gotten anything yet. I'm waiting on that, to measure my steps. My challenge for myself is 10,000 steps. However, I found an old pedometer, and it's kind of creepy. I don't like using it. You clip it on your belt, but the thing is if you barely touch it, sometimes you erase it. But I've been walking a lot more. I'm not quite sure. I know that I was close to 10,000 steps and then I erased it. So I was thinking that I did and I walked a little bit longer. And then yesterday, my husband and I went up to this state park that we really like because not a lot of people go there, but they drive their cars around or they camp, but they don't hike. And so we love to hike there. They've got amazing hiking trails and we bought a year's pass, something we'd talked about for a while, and it was raining. It's been raining in Boulder a lot, and there has been flooding in Colorado, but so far none in Boulder, but boy, that creek is so high. I think we're out of the woods, but I'm not 100% sure about that. But anyway, it was raining. It was cold, but I brought, at the very last second, I'm like, I'm going to bring my fleece, and I had brought a rain jacket, and so it was sleeting. It was hailing and it was raining. And I told my husband, I said, well, let's just drive up there. It could stop. So it didn't stop, but I said, let's go. Let's walk as far as we want. And I put on my raincoat, my fleece, and I had long pants on. And we started walking and we heard two claps of thunder, but we weren't high up. But the second one was a lot further away. So we just kept walking and it turned out so beautiful. And the dogs liked it, and I have a hard time hiking in very hot weather, so I was in my glory. And I think I did, the thing registered, the pedometer registered 12,000 steps, and then I still did a little bit more when I got home. So we'll see. I'm anxious to get a device, and I just haven't settled on anything yet.
Good for you.
I think I've been doing really well, yes.
And I have been doing really well, too. The first week I was at 95%. The second week, 95%. So, yeah, a little bit of improvement to make. But, you know, that's not bad for me. And Brenda,
right.
How are you doing?
I had a bit of a couple worried days last week, and I've been doing pretty good at getting 6 hours sleep in at least, and or at most, whatever. But anyway, I think I had probably about 2 days off on that. I'm probably running somewhere between 80 and 90% of my challenge.
Well, that's good,
yeah.
too. That's awesome. AJ says she's doing really good, and Mel says she's doing good, and Len is also saying she's doing really well. So maybe we're inspiring people. Isn't that cool?
It is. Very cool. Well, you know, I found that it always works better if you do it in groups or at least one other person, have a buddy to do it with, some kind of exercise, some kind of program, and to be accountable.
Yep. For sure. And that sheet, I've got it, you know, up where I can see it. So, of course, it's in my face and it's making me accountable.
Yeah. Well, it's a really simple sheet, folks. If you haven't gotten the tracking sheet, basically it tracks, you know, for the week that you start. It does have predated for the start and end date that we started with this challenge, but if you guys want one with blank dates, I can go ahead and put one of those in there. Or, like I said, if anybody wanted it so that you can do it on your own computer. If you have Excel, you can probably download it and use it. But if you don't have Excel, it may not work. So, you know, let me know, and I can tend to it. So, yeah.
Oh, you're so nice. That's really nice of you to offer that.
Thank you,
yeah.
Mrs. Nagel.
Yeah. Be quiet, Miss Barry. This stems from something earlier, folks. Yeah. Sorry.
I used to think we were good friends, but we're not quite.
Brenda.
Yeah, we're going to spank you, girl.
Hey, keep your perverted fingers to yourself, or hands. Just keep your perverted self to yourself.
Oh,
yes,
come on,
AJ, that's... we are great friends. We're goofing around right now. No worries here, folks. We are really good friends and great friends, all three of us. So we can basically say anything we want to each other and know it's just we're just goofing around.
And one of us always has to play the imp, and we all know who that usually is. But I
know, Nina really gets on my nerves with that crap. You need to serious up, girl.
Yeah. You know what I read this week that made a good impression on me, and that was a woman who was living in France who lived to 122 years old.
Oh.
And she said that she at 119 she got interviewed, and she said that she had smoked most all of her life, and that her feeling was that what kept her longevity was that she laughed a lot
and she ate a lot of bacon. I
read
that.
A lot of bacon.
That's
oh,
what you're hoping.
Did? I don't know.
Yeah, she ate a lot of bacon, too.
Cool. Well, I don't know about that. I don't remember that part, but I do remember the laugh.
It was in my article.
It was your article?
It was in the one I read.
Okay, good.
I'm going to live to be 120, and I'm eating a lot of bacon. I mean, you know, at least every week. So
I like bacon. I eat bacon. Good.
But I'm not trying to offend anybody from PETA or anything like that. And I'm just going to be honest. This is who I am.
Yep.
And I love the little piggers. And I honor them when they go in. And I bless them as they go out.
And we all know my husband loves bacon, don't we, Brenda?
Ah, Porky Pig. Bacon eaters of the world unite. We are strong.
In case none of you have figured this out, that is Brenda's pet name for my husband, Porky Pig because he likes bacon.
And he doesn't try to make me less than his friend. So.
I think like, that was another dig.
He loves me no matter what. Who's Granny Urbano?
You know,
wow.
Somebody.
Oh, now, AJ, did she also say she ate bacon, too? I bet you she does. Somebody lived to be 110.
Yeah.
Or just turned 110. Granny Wabano here in Musani. Is it how do I pronounce that?
Musani.
Wabano. Got it. Okay. Thanks, AJ. Okay, so are we done with challenges, folks? You guys are feeling like you're getting somewhere or you feel like we're pushing you too much, not pushing you enough? Do we need to get the whips out? Because we can snap it together around here. We got one more week, folks. Do you realize that? We are only about 7 days away from celebration. Popping that champagne. I don't care if you've improved 25% or 100%. You get some champagne.
There we go.
I'll just go ahead and drink it for you. Ebonic.
So next week we'll have the champagne.
That sounds like a deal.
Mm-hmm. It does.
AJ's going to toast with Fresca, which is fine because I know she has to get up early in the morning and teach. So, yeah, you can toast with Fresca as long as it's something bubbly. I won't toast with Pop until, well after the challenge. I'm going to try and stay away from the diet Pop for a while longer yet. But anyways, let's get on to this.
Taking champagne and with a bourbon chaser. So that's all there is to it.
We are going to celebrate, aren't we?
Okay. She's a bunch of hot air. Okay, so are we going to talk about ourselves?
Yes.
Now, people, we're just going to talk about ourselves, and you can just listen to us go on and on and on about who we are. And,
phone in.
You know, ask questions. I'm not answering all of them, just so you know.
Phone in.
Okay, now, Lydia?
Yeah, phone in at 646-727-2914 if you have a question for any of us or if you just have a comment. Be nice, folks. So I'll start out since I'm Elle and I'm Lydia, and I have a little story to start out with, and this kind of wraps up a lot of who I am. There was once twin girls who were identical twins, but their personalities were very opposite. One of the twins was a pessimist, and the other was an optimist. If the day was sunny, the pessimist would complain that it was too hot, or the sun made her squint, or she might get sunburned, blah, 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 blah. The optimist would remark on the beautiful day and how she loved to wear sunglasses and a hat and how good the sun felt. Okay, the twins' birthday was coming up, and the father decided to have an experiment. He filled one room for the pessimist twin with all the toys and gadgets that were the latest craze. And the other room he filled with horse manure. He told each twin which room to go in. And he left them there for a little while, and in a bit he went by the first room, the pessimist room, and inside he found the twin crying amid all the toys and gadgets. And he asked, "Honey, what's the matter?" And she said, "Oh, this is so bad. All my friends will be jealous. The toys will break, and I'm going to have to read all the instructions for the gadgets. This is not a good thing." The father sighed very heavily, and he went to the optimistic twin's room, and he found her dancing a dance and a big smile on her face, and he asked her why she was so happy, which she replied, "With all this manure, I just know there's a pony in there somewhere." I am the optimistic twin, and I was born that way, and I don't know how, but it is a gift I've had all my life, and it has served me so well. It's probably one of the most, the part of me that I'm most grateful for. It's very, very natural. Now, I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth or a necessarily easy life. It wasn't hard. I was born in the U.S. after all, but, you know, I was born in Chicago, and I lived there until after high school. After high school, I hitchhiked out to L.A., and I got there with a dollar in my pocket and a bag of fried chicken. 2 days after I got there, I had a house with some friends that I knew from Chicago, and I got a job working in accounting, and I never looked back. For me, Chicago was not the place to be, and I soon found out it wasn't L.A. either, really. I loved living in Redondo Beach. That was my first time I'd ever lived in a house, and it was so positive and beautiful. I loved living within walking distance of the ocean, and I walked there almost every single day and walked along the beach. The ocean has always, always been this well of peace and contentment for me. I can go there carrying the heaviest load on my shoulders, not literally, figuratively, and I feel better immediately. I just really love it. It was very positive, but I didn't like L.A. that much. So I did leave L.A., and I got married young. But I just want to say that I've always taken risks, and really they've always worked in my favor. I tend to follow my gut, and I have been on a spiritual path since I was 18, and part of me getting on that path was after experiencing many tragic deaths of friends, young friends, a shooting, a stabbing, just the worst possible things, and it shook me to my core. The last one was a friend who fell 33 flights down the elevator shaft building the Sears Tower building in Chicago. He worked there, and he was going to quit in 2 days, and he fell to his death. He was my best friend's boyfriend, and I'm telling you, there were no grief counselors back then. There was nothing. Graduation was a blur. We anesthetized ourselves with drugs and alcohol, and that's why I had to get out. But it also made me wonder what this life was all about, and that wondering put me on a very spiritual path. I have always been a seeker, I believe, and I was raised Catholic. And even as a young girl going to Catholic school, I didn't fall for the things they told me. But I wanted to be good, and I wanted to be close to God. So when I got to L.A., I was turned on to a more spiritual life, but not religious at all. And I've really pursued this all of my life. And it's my personal belief that are mine, and I don't try to push them on anyone else, and they have helped me immensely, and I know that I'm close to God. Now, some things that you might not know about me is that I'm adventurous. I tried out for Survivor twice, and it's their mistake that they hadn't picked me, but, you know, I'll live. I love the thought and feeling of flying. I have had many dreams about flying, and I hate waking up from those dreams because I truly love to fly. I have parasailed, I've skydived, and I've gone up in an air balloon. Now, I loved all of those, and the parasailing was the closest thing to flying like a bird. I really, really love it. I'd love to learn to hang glide. I also want to glide through a rainforest on a zip line. Now, do I get scared? Oh, yeah, I do. I get scared a little bit, but I push past the fear and I go for it. And that has been just a big lesson in my life. Staying safe is not for me usually. I don't consider myself a daredevil, but I have found a rich, full life by taking chances. and stepping out of my comfort zone. Like I said, I do have a lot of faith in God, and for me, God is loving. My life has not always been smooth at all, but my faith and my optimism has got me through all of life's challenges. If you give me a room full of horse manure, I'm going to dig through it till I find that dang pony. And that's me in a nutshell.
Yeah, that is you, Lydia.
I think that's fabulous.
Thank you.
I do, too.
Yeah.
You're all love and light. That's what you are, love and light.
I am so grateful. I truly am. I don't know why I am. I was born that way. That's all I can say. And it's something it's natural for me. I don't have to work at it. It's not to say I don't feel bad sometimes, but I usually snap out of it really pretty quickly because it's just a foreign feeling for me. I mean, I've had sadness and I've, felt those feelings. It's not like I try to not feel my feelings. I'm a big proponent of feeling my feelings, but I also just have this knack of moving on. Or I can still feel sad, but I can laugh, and I can still look forward to another day. And I've known people who have depression issues, and I know that's not possible for them, many of them, and I feel for them. I wish I could make a pill of how I naturally am. I'd be rich.
Mm-hmm.
They get a lot of pills. It doesn't work for everybody.
No, that's true. Yeah. They do.
That's.
Well, it'd be a magic wand, okay? A magic wand, and I'd wave it over people.
Yeah. Magic wand of love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just keeping my mouth shut until everybody's done with their interview.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm going to go out of order and get you to go next, Brenda.
What?
Nina's playing imp tonight.
I'm not doing it. Guess we'll just sit here.
Why aren't you? Okay, whatever. Does that mean you want me to go?
Don't capitulate.
Nina. Out of respect.
Oh, Brenda, stop it.
Hey, do we have a caller? I think we have a caller on the line.
Is that Ronnie,
my brother. He may just be listening, but,
Okay. Or he may want to torment you once you go, Brenda. I doubt it.
No, I doubt it, too. David would never do that.
But
all right. I will start. It's going to be short and sweet. I'm the oldest of five siblings.
I'm not. You're the oldest sibling. Sorry, I thought you were the oldest.
No, I'm the oldest of five siblings. I'm the middle of us three.
Okay.
Five siblings and a half-sister. I have, a sister and a half-sister and three brothers. My mother passed away from lupus when I was 12. And because my dad was such a lousy cook, all he could cook was eggs that were not cooked. I learned to cook at a very young age and have been experimenting with it ever since. I love to cook. I think good food makes people happy. And everybody leaves here with a very happy belly from my house. I'm 60 years old. I have two children and five grandchildren who are my light and love. They're my everything. They keep me going. I look after children because children are my life and have been doing it for over 40 years, a long time. I actually probably closer to 50 years. And I'm a Reiki master on all levels and recognized by the Canadian government as a holistic healer. And in another 3 weeks, my husband and I will be celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
I, too, now, after a very rough year, and back to my optimistic self. We went through a lot of personal trauma here in this house and in our family, and we've gotten through it, and the sun is shining again, and I love it. I'm able to laugh and keep laughing at myself and the crazy things I do, and I'm sorry if I torment you, Brenda, but I do love you. And that's me in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Well, that was really, really nice. You guys are just doing the whole serious thing, aren't you?
Well, we knew you wouldn't.
Well, yeah, let's see. Who am I? I am Brenda Berry, soon to be Dr. Brenda Berry. I have come from a very big southern family out of Shreveport, Louisiana. I am the youngest of five children, and my siblings are just like the best, one of the best gifts that God ever gave me, my siblings. I mean, it doesn't matter all the whatever fights and carry on and crazy things we did as kids. To me, they just make my childhood rich, and I can look back on it, and we often laugh about all the different things we did when we got into trouble, when we were afraid we were into trouble, and how we got out of trouble. So that's what, you know, I think about. I think about my siblings, and I make a point to call them, even if, you know, I've bothered them or they're upset at me or whatever. Life's too short for all that bullshit to me, because it really doesn't matter if people are really angry at me or not. If I love you, I'm just going to continue to love you. If I want to talk to you, I'm still going to call you. My dad didn't talk to me for 2 years. He didn't want to talk to me. And I called him, and I called him, and I called him. And he would literally, when he'd be like, hey, how's it going? And I'd say, fine. I'd say, how you doing, Dad? And it's like, oh, it's you. You know, most people can't survive that for 2 years. But quite honestly, maybe it's the psychology, but I realize that other people's junk is basically theirs. I'm not carrying it for you. I'm not lugging it around. And you get to keep it until you figure out how to deal with it yourself. I got junk, and guess what? I don't have a special porter for mine. So I'm not probably physically super strong, but psychologically, I'm a heavyweighter, okay, for real. I think I've been into psychology since I was practically born. I think my brother, who's on the I'll go ahead and unmute him just in case he wants to pop in something. I'm pretty sure it's my brother, David. David, you don't have to speak if you don't want to. But anyway, David, one of the famous things he said about me was that I was a wise old woman at age 10. And maybe I am. I don't know. Maybe I'm an old soul. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. But who I am is probably not all the serious stuff. I'm not married, although somebody thinks I am, but I'm not, which means all bets are off. I don't care what anybody says. I'm a free agent, and I'm willing to use that ticket just exactly that way.
And but, he's very cute, too.
I love my best friend. He's the love of my life, so I'm not too worried about looking for the right person. He's there, and yeah. Anyways, I've got two dogs that I love. One's a pizza thief, and the both of them are terrified of flies. And they love their Uncle Dave, and they love plying him with Afro Puffs. And let's see, what else is there to say about me? I see through a whole lot of BS. So most people, when they're in my presence, kind of get a little bit weird. I think they feel it or they're not really sure. Every time I've ever met a psychic other than my aunt, they always get sort of weird. And they always say that I'm a psychic or something. It's like, eh, not really. Because that's not really my thing. But I just think that people, all I can say about me is this, really. I really believe in people doing what it takes to recognize just how incredible they are. God made you and only you to be you. Out of everybody that's ever passed through this earth or whatever, for some reason God made you the way that God made you. In other words, nobody else can be that. So you're more priceless than any diamond anywhere. Elizabeth Taylor couldn't buy you a million times over. And if she had really thought about what's most precious, well, I think maybe she did in some ways. I mean, she was a people person. But she'd probably spend more on people than she would have on, you know, diamonds. I mean, they're really a dime a dozen when you think about what we are. So
yes.
That's probably
no
what
truer
I mean.
Words have ever been spoken.
So that's probably why I'm in psychology, because I just really hope to help people connect with their true natures and the life that God gave them the opportunity to have.
Yeah.
But,
no, I agree. Everything you both have said, I think, can probably apply to all three of us, because we all are, well, we're pretty close as friends. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think we all have basically the same belief system happening here.
Yep. That's why we work well together.
I put up with them, to be perfectly honest.
And we all truly want to help people in our own ways.
Yes, and we're all a little intuitive as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who isn't? Yeah, just got to foster that stuff.
Yeah, everybody is, definitely. Everybody is intuitive.
And by the way, Aunt Lynn, I am not free. I make people pay in many, many ways, as you well know. So, listen, you know, I'm happy if I've got my bottle of bourbon and I've got my monster movies, and I can get in touch with my brothers and sisters, even if it's just by phone, I'm happy. I love my mom. Was not easy growing up, but I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for her and my dad. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, our mom breastfed us, and our mom taught us how to read and write before the school got a chance to put their moldy hands on us. And I had an aunt that loved me like her own and bought me chocolate pies that I absolutely love, you know, those little Hostess pies. These weren't the Hostess ones. These were the regular grocery store ones, but I loved the chocolate. She would always get them when we went over to her house for the weekend. And I had a great-grandmother who was like some kind of angel masquerading as the matriarch of our family. So as my brother David and I, we call, ooh, David, what's the initial? It's
SSB.
SSB, spiritually spoiled brats. That's what we actually call ourselves. Because we got the good shit. I mean, no lie.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't trade any of that for a big giant mansion. Or a new car on my 16th birthday. Or allowance. Or new clothes. I wouldn't have traded for any of that. Oh,
no,
I forgot.
And,
I also have to have my cup of popcorn.
Yes.
So that's
And, you know, even
me.
Though it was hard growing up, I wouldn't have traded anything either, because I wouldn't be the person I am now.
Right.
You know, there was lots. I think all three of us had problems growing up. And, you know, I wouldn't trade 1 minute because, like I said, I would not be who I am now. And That would be a shame. My brothers and sisters and I are all very close as well. Well, my whole family is. I have a very large family. We're French Catholic, so that should tell you how large we are. But, yeah, I wouldn't trade any of them for anything either, and we're all close. Like, I know my fifth cousins. So it's a big family. And, Brenda,
well,
you, have a,
devil,
very, you have a good...
My sister's calling.
What?
She must hear her be ringing. David, not Lynn. Cheryl's calling. So, so anyway, Lennox is asking us all, why did we go into our particular professions? I already answered that, actually.
Yeah,
well, my profession, I have a couple professions, but one of my passions is making pottery, and I just love it. I love the responsiveness of clay, and I learned pretty quickly after high school that I was a creative person, as we all are creative people, and it took me a few more years after high school to find clay, and I make mostly functional pieces of pottery. I work predominantly in porcelain, and I work on the wheel, although I am moving more into some sculpture, and I love it. I will do it all my life until I can't use my hands anymore, because it is just the most amazing medium for me, and I really, really love it. So that's one thing that I do, and then I also do public speaking. And I have a radio show on the Essence of Success Network, Time to Love. And that is also the name of a book that I'm writing. So that's, and, you know, and my first thing that I really, really, really wanted to do, as old-fashioned as it sounds, is I wanted to be a mom. And I got that wish, and it wasn't easy, believe me. We did adopt my son, but he is my son, and he just couldn't come through me, but he is my son, and it was a blessing. It was a complete blessing to have my son and to be a mom, and it was something that I just wanted. From a very early age, I always wanted a child, so, and I'm glad I didn't have a child early, to tell you the truth, and it all worked out for the very, very best. I think I answered that question then.
Yeah. And Lannis, you wanted to know why I went into daycare. Because I love children, basically, and like my mission statement, I wanted to make my corner of the world a better place, one child at a time. And that is by helping children understand that they have, each of them has value in this world, to teach them the difference between right and wrong, and as Brenda heard today, hitting and not hitting, throwing toys and not throwing toys, but, you know, just because I really love the kids. They are my life. It is my life work, and this is where I belong. Just with these kids, they make me laugh all day long. I'm constantly laughing when I'm telling them not to hit each other or throw things.
Mm-hmm. Mel also asked, what is the key to each of your own happiness? Each of, you know, how you get what she means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the key to our happiness? That's a difficult one. I don't know.
It's not difficult.
The key to my happiness. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay, the key to my happiness, I have to say, is my deep belief in, my deep spirituality, my belief in God within me. That is the key to my happiness. Love, love, love.
Lena says a good piece of AZZ. But, you know, hey.
Yeah, slap
you know,
your hand again.
Well, I wouldn't slap your hand, but listen, you know, a good stooping, cleaning of the pipes, you know, that's just straight up healthy for, I think, just about anybody. But, you know, if you choose not to go that way, then, you know, whatever works for you. And, as you know, but I can say nothing against it generally. But my key to happiness is definitely my spiritual beliefs. I believe that no matter what somebody says to me or how they treat me, God knows my heart. It doesn't matter who in the world thinks the most horrible things about me. I know that God knows that. So even when I do things that people think are creepy, or they think I'm being this or whatever, and they're very wrong, it doesn't even matter for me to convince them otherwise, because I'm not really here to prove things to people. I'm here to do something with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah,
are you ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready. And it is spirituality, definitely. But it's also family. It's love. It's living life to the fullest, taking each day as a gift, and sharing that gift with everyone I touch and everyone I see. I've gotten more and more positive since I got rid of the negatives in my life. And it's so much easier to share this. Now, that's not very nice, Brenda.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I apologize. I've gotten more positive since I've gotten rid of the negative. I mean, it's kind of funny, isn't it? Sort of logical.
Well, I know. It's sort of funny. But you know, and Lydia knows what I'm talking about. And, yeah, since the negatives left my life, it's easy to be positive. Does that make it better?
Hey, it's all good either way. Yeah, I laughter is good. That's why I'm not
laughter
sorry.
Is. Laughter is good. Laughter is very good.
Laughter is great.
Hey, okay, you know, I'm just gonna. So, okay, we got to all the serious stuff, me, who we are, blah blah blah. Let's get to the real, you know. Come on, the other stuff. Who really wants to hear all the same old trashed over junk? You know, my name is such and such. I give that tune or whatever, and I like to dance. I want to hear about who you are. You know, the other stuff. You know, what have you done that people don't know about you? What have you done that people would normally be able to figure out about you? You know, we all know that you use the bath, and we all know that you sleep in a bed or not on a bed or something. And, you know, since you're both moms, you guys have probably, you know, been there, you know, behind closed doors. So let's get to something else. What's the little-known cool things about you that make you so completely different from somebody else? You know, that's what I'd like to know if I were listening to this show. Sorry, but
that's what
I'm not sorry. I just, come on, let's shake it up.
What I said. I thought that's what I said, but I didn't hear you saying anything.
I did too. Bourbon, monster movies, my sisters and brothers. Now, do you want me to tell you about my first time? I could tell you that. It was better than sliced bread. Do you want me to, you know, come on. Hey, it's the reason why sex is still on my plate. It'll be on my plate when I'm 98 chasing some poor little guy that's trying to give me my, you know, dinner plate. It's just like, yeah, that's who I am. Yeah. So the regular stuff we all know, you know, what makes you feel like, to me, empowerment is that Lydia just jumps off a plane somewhere. It wasn't like, do you think I should do it? Should I not? She goes and she jumps, you know, gets on the, Survivor. She tries again, Survivor. Hey, those idiots, one day they'll figure it out. But
yeah.
Belongs on Survivor, okay? And Nina, this person who everyone is like, okay, she does daycare. She doesn't just do daycare. She is teaching them how to be good citizens. She's probably the reason that a good portion of Canada in another 20 years isn't going to have criminal on criminal. She's talking to them about not hitting each other, not biting each other, not spitting on each other. When they come over and it's like, do you need a hug? Is that what she, Yeah, it's like, so she's talking to them about how they eat their food and how they interact. I mean, this woman is incredible. You know, we need to move to Edmonton if we decide to have children so that our children can be raised by somebody, you know, when they're not with us at work or whatever, that is looking down the road. Because she's not really their daycare person. She's helping their spirits, you know, and the world. The world's going to be like an incredibly better place because of the things that this woman does with these children. So, yeah, that's who they are. I mean, these Lydia, it's like somebody needs some help. All of a sudden, she's right there. She's not thinking about it. It's like someone's moaning or if they sort of like they're down. Please, I was on a bus getting choked by some nutball, and I had to ask the other seven people to help me.
Oh,
that's not who I'm on the radio with. I'm on the radio with people who are like, hey. And even if they had pried the guy off my neck, they would be, now, what's going on here? You know, what's going on in your life that you feel the need to attack someone? That's who I'm with. That's L&B.
After I would have whooped his butt and dragged him off of you. Yeah, I might have asked him that. But, you know, I'm human.
Yeah.
I'm not absolutely perfect, and I do get mad. I really don't like other people hurting other people. My sister and I were walking over by the train station in Denver, and there was a guy and a girl, and they were yelling at each other, and mostly the guy was yelling. And then he was yelling, like, why are you yelling? And I never heard her yell. And so I was like, hey, now. I was like, hey, knock it off. I said, she's trying to have a conversation with you. He's like, she's yelling at me. I said, well, I haven't heard her raise her voice, but I certainly hear you. And they moseyed down the road, and she shook her head yes at me. And, you know, but I'm not afraid of getting in the mix. It's like, you know. No, I'm serious. It's like, no, don't do it on my watch. I'm not gonna turn a blind eye to any abuse. So, you know, and I'm not all that loving sometimes because it, you know, I abhor that kind of stuff. It's like communicate.
Yeah, but that is loving, Lydia. Lydia,
I
that
agree.
Is loving. That
yeah,
is loving.
It's cool.
That's not being mean, that's not it. And I would do the same thing, and I have done the same thing. I have stepped
mm-hmm.
in between a guy hitting a girl, and mm-hmm. Jim just about had a conniption fit because he thought I was going to get decked, but I stopped the guy from hitting her. And
right.
Violence of any kind is not something that I would stand by. I don't care. I just try and stop it. I don't even think whether I'm going to get hurt in the process. I think the shock value usually stops people because they don't expect anybody to step in.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest
thing. I feel like I'm a soldier of God during those times, and it's like I'm not worried. It's like I got God on my side, you know.
No,
I'm
not worried either.
Like, yeah, I don't worry about it. I don't think about it. It's just like immediate needing to stop that. That's
mm-hmm.
who I am too. Definitely.
Well, I offered to give Gaetano's grandson a quarter if he would kick his grandpa, and he said, no, I'm not going to do that. And I said, well, what if I give you a quarter to give to your dad to do it? And he started spilling in laughter. And Gaetano got back on the phone and said, what did you say to him? Nothing, honey.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I'm a tough love, bad imp, but I don't know. You know, I was,
we love you.
What?
Yeah,
we
I don't
love
know.
You.
Maybe I just like her. I think I just like her. I don't know if I love her or not. That is just
well,
impish.
Okay.
That's just impish.
I believe in tough love, and I believe that if you have to use it, just hand out the bandage, and, you know, they're going to be in better shape. You know, the whole, like, sometimes just, you know, handling people with kid gloves just, you know, disables them further. So, it's about standing. It's about, you know, I don't know. I maybe it's because, you know, we had dad, David. I don't know. Our dad was pretty, he was a tough old codger. So, But I, David, let me just ask you, when Dad hugged you, bear hug, right?
Yeah.
Huge bear hug. It doesn't matter if it's his son or his daughter. He never hugged you like a weak, oh, hi. You knew the man wanted to, he was holding on for dear life, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And so even, you know, even if we didn't have a whole lot of time with our dad or whatever, and that's another thing, folks. If you're going to give a hug, give it, you know, bring it in for real. Don't do this a weak pat, pat, pat. You know, are there, both male and female have breasts. You're going to squish them in there, you know, if it makes you happy, you know, you go with the happiness, whatever. But really hug somebody. Mm-hmm. Hug them like, you know, I don't know if tomorrow's coming. I don't care who they are. If that's your boss, you know, if you guys hug, really give a hug. Because that's what they're going to remember. And their body's getting that energy. So,
okay.
What's that, David?
Yeah, that doesn't work for everybody. Trust me, I've tried it. America, males, we've been socialized with a lot of the circuitry has been warped, and so you have people who will understand that, and then there were those who was like, "What are you doing?" Especially if they happen to be
mm-hmm.
men. And so there's a lot of other dynamics that go in. Being a male of color in America is you can sense, well, I found out, those people you can give a hug to. And then the people
mm-hmm.
that you know that you can give a hug to that are open to receive a hug from you, you can see their idiosyncrasies peek out. And it's like, okay, all right, Frank, I know this. Okay, ooh, okay, I'll just back off there because you say you can receive a hug, but it's like, okay, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, so it's like, okay. So there are a lot of people, yes, ladies and audience, who can receive the hug that Brenda's talking about, but there are a lot of people who are still skittish because of the American programming, I like to say. So that's all I wanted to add.
Well, I would.
Yeah, it's not just males either, David. There's a lot of females out there that I have gone to give a hug to, and they actually take a step back. They don't want to receive that hug. They don't want to receive that closeness. And it makes me sad.
Well, I prefaced with, you know, if you hug that person, if you're allowed to hug that person, you know, when you give a hug, I'm just saying give a good hug. Don't be weak about it. Or why bother?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I learned that from the old curmudgeon. So, you know, people will stiffen up. But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something. I know Lydia knows this. I know most of you out here know this. If you go to hug someone and they sort of, you know, all of a sudden their body becomes a big block of ice,
mm-hmm.
guess what? They're still feeling the goodness out of that. When you got the good, if you're coming at them right, you're not coming at them like, hey, baby.
Yeah.
When you get in there and you're hugging and you're rubbing.
And I'm saying if you come at them right, they're those who they'll still freeze up. So don't get me wrong. There are a lot of people who can receive it. But there are a lot of folks that if they had a switch to hit you with it. Like, what are you doing? It's like, wait a minute, hold on, Frank. I was just giving you a hug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some people, you know, they can't realize it, right? But I'm just telling you, the good stuff, they will feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
your good energies don't get lost, even if the people don't understand it. It doesn't get lost.
Yeah, well, I find if the person isn't ready to receive a hug, I will just, like, lightly touch their hand or whatever, just, you know, something
so
that I am passing energy to them because you know, I am all about energy as far as the Reiki goes. So, yeah, and then the love's there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like Glenna said, the love energy.
Yeah.
Well, if there any other quick questions, comments, you know, we should have went another half hour, but we respect the fact that we have to put AJ to bed because she's going to be up to, you know, give the love to the little ones.
Yeah. Yes, she is. What an awesome teacher she is.
Yes. and AJ, we did see that. But, yeah, I did want to say to you, AJ, we did see that what you said earlier about how your boss was like, you know, if I have to go, I'm leaving work, you know, if I have to go help my friend. And I just think that's awesome, AJ. We did see that. Some of us did anyway. And
yeah,
and
we will be praying for her tomorrow that boat ride, she's okay. And I do believe she will be okay, AJ.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So anyway, I know AJ's probably getting ready to go. But anybody else, any other last comments?
Well, just that you're an imp, and I don't love you. I just like you a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool with me. You know what, because, you know, I see through all that. Remember when I said earlier in the day that I see through the BS?
Uh-huh.
Know what you really feel. I don't care how you really feel.
Yeah, I'm the hey baby, come over here. That's
oh,
what I really
AJ, she said, I want to say that I love you ladies lots, and this radio show has been an awesome addition to my Mondays. It might be late, but I truly appreciate each week. Ooh,
well, thank you, AJ.
Hug to you, AJ.
Big hug to AJ. Yes, big hugs to AJ.
We're
going to
give you a big hug, but we're not hugging each other because Nina's trying to make me be respectable. So.
Trying. That's the key operative word, trying. I don't think anyone can really do that. Lord knows.
No.
I actually dubbed Gaetano as Saint Gaetano because he does put
you
up with
you.
You
know, this all started tonight with the French words tu and vous, and I was joking around with her, and I said, with me, you have to use the vous to show the respect. So this is where this
AJ,
all
before
kind
you
of
go,
came from.
AJ, are you still there, sweetie?
Yeah, she's
still
there.
Is she
gone? There. No, she's still there.
She said bye all.
I know.
Oh, yeah,
she's
okay.
Still there.
AJ, you know that when you use the French vous for you versus the French tu, that one is for formal and one is for close friends.
Even
Nina said,
I know that, but I was bugging you.
Supposed to use vous with her, so I was keeping her in a respectful position. See? Vous for elders.
I am her elder.
Oh, that's right. Nina is old.
Backing someone? Man, that's a first.
Thank you. Good night, sweetie. Good job, Nina. She's too nice. Those goody two-shoes just bring out the blue devil in me.
Oh, God,
I know that we do. I know we do. And you know I love you for it. And if we couldn't laugh, Brenda, what would we be like?
I
love to laugh.
I'd be like, I
wouldn't be here.
Okay,
so I love all the people who have come into the chat room. The show's still not over, folks. I don't know if you've heard that kick-ass awesome meditation that we have. I heard it was made by this
incredible
magnanimous beauty.
Brenda Berry.
Yeah, we had to fly her all the way in from Bootown.
Yeah, we paid her a lot of money, too.
We sure did.
Worth it. Yeah.
Are we going to do the lineup for the week?
Oh, okay. Well, fine. Go ahead and just totally take the wind out of my sails.
Well, we have to do the lineup.
Let's do the lineup, folks.
We'll do the lineup.
Tuesday, BYO Brilliance with Brenda.
Oh.
On your subject matter.
It's at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it is going to be practicing kindness. No matter
how.
Oh,
God knows you need to practice that.
Who needs to practice that?
You.
I practice.
That's a good thing for you.
I practice kindness, folks. I'm doing it right now, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know that we teach best what we need to learn. Just saying.
I'm not teaching anybody how to practice kindness. I just practice kindness.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes,
okay.
You do practice kindness. You do all practice kindness.
No, you do.
Okay, we're going on to Wednesday.
Oh, bye,
Mel.
Okay, good night.
Psychic readings with Lannis at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And she has her special going on still this month. Every ninth caller gets a free reading with Lannis. And Brenda and I are going to keep calling until we're the ninth caller if nobody else calls in.
That's right,
Lannis. We didn't forget.
Every minute out of that hour, too, Lannis. Can't be, like, shirking on me just because I'm family. Because I'm going to win it.
We'll see.
Thursday, we have some
apology.
Is that, are we on to me again?
Yes, we are.
Thank God, because I need all this attention. on Thursday at 6 p.m., Filmcology, we are doing the 1963 classic, The Haunting, with Claire Bloom and the other woman. And I just don't have the information right in front of me. But The Haunting is actually released the year I was born, so it's like 51 years old, this movie.
Wow.
And it is creepy. You remember that movie, David, The Haunting?
I can't remember the original.
Yeah. It's black and white.
I can't
white.
Remember the original. I saw the one with Zeta, Mike Douglas' wife.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
Remix. But I can't remember the original.
Yeah, that just didn't do it, trust me. But it totally, like, this one on Thursday is so creepy. It's just turn the lights off, watch it. It's black and white. It's excellent. Anyway, we'll talk about some of the psychological aspects going on and why everything was so creepy in that weird house. So that's Thursday.
And then we move on to Friday, which is Traffic Jam with Lannis, and it's going to be a full hour dedicated to my grandsons, Malcolm and Cameron, of hip-hop music. Anyways, she's going to play the Now music just for my grandsons. So tune in. That is at 5 o'clock Pacific time for one full hour to start your weekend off. And now we are on to Saturday, and that is Lydia's show, Time to Love.
Time to Love at 3 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And this week we're going to be talking from funky to slow. Yeah, how when we are funky, we're stuck, we're like waiting in quicksand, we can't take a move forward. But sometimes if you just let go, don't worry about the outcome, just let go, be guided, and then you start flowing and things just start happening for you. So that's what we'll be talking about on Saturday.
Okay.
Sounds wonderful. And Sunday we have Lannis is changing things up a little bit, and she is going to go to psychic readings on Sunday at 3 p.m. Ooh. Pacific time. So stay tuned to that, folks. And call in again, the ninth caller. I still believe Lannis said yesterday that we are going to do that for the month of June as well. So stay tuned for that. And Wednesday she will be doing in the studio.
So is Sunday going to have every ninth caller too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, I'm going to be, like, hanging up and calling in for 2 days. So we got Wednesday and Sunday. Okay. I'm going to win
this.
That's $6.
Wednesday,
I'm getting it.
This Wednesday and this Sunday, We are back to Monday, which is our show, L&B. And we are going to be doing the celebration for the challenge wind-up.
Bring your
noisemakers. Your balloons, your champagne, whatever you want to toast yourself to. But
your bourbon chaser. Don't forget the bourbon chaser.
For you have your bourbon chaser. I will have, I don't know what I'll have. We'll figure something out. But, it's going to be our big celebration for this. So let us know what, how you're going to celebrate, and let us know what your challenge was. We know a few of yours, but not everyone's, I don't think, that is listening. You can contact us via our website or email. And, yeah, Brenda, shall we go to meditation now?
Yes.
Aren't you going to tell us what the email and the website is first? You brought it up in court.
Okay,
you can't
the website is lnbp2e.com. The email address is lnbp2e@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you listen to this brilliant, just get quiet, folks. Get your, stay on, you know, stay on. It's just only going to be another 5 minutes, but, you know, lower your music, well, I don't know, lower the lights. Get in a real comfy, cozy spot. It'd be a good time to just, you know, let your eyes kind of just rest. It's only going to be 5 minutes. It's going to be okay. You're going to be safe. Please do not be driving a car at this moment. And so you can slide on into this meditation. And if you find that you really like it, you can hire me to do some for you. Just kidding. But you can always hear it when you come here on Monday nights. Listen to what it's saying to you, because it has really great things to say about you, your future. Speaks to your heart and your head. And go with it. Thank you, everybody who's been in the chat room before we start the meditation, and everyone that's called in.
Yes,
and
thank you very much, everyone.
Anyone who's listening to the archives later, thank you for your support, and we're really glad that you're here with us on this incredible journey to empowerment.
Yes.
Here we go.
Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that, that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep, each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace. Accept and see yourself healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams, and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day, you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that I am. I am that I am.
Namaste.
Have a good week, everyone. See you next week.